आयुर्वेद एक तरीके से विशाल भंडार है। आप ये बहुत सहज सरल रूप में बोल रहा हूँ कि इसका तो बहुत विशाल सागर है। बस इतना ही कह सकते हैं कि इसकी लीला का ना पाया कोई पार के लीला तेरी तू ही जाने। बस आपको जितना समझ में आ जाए और बस ये है क्या कल्याण का ये चिकित्सा है। अगर आपके अंदर कल्याण का भाव है, भला करने का भाव है, तो ये चिकित्सा बहुत अच्छा काम करती है।
This was today's powerful message from the one who led the foundation of Amritam with his hard work and in-depth knowledge of Ayurveda, our very own Ashok uncle. And you know what? His presence on this season's very first episode makes this season even more special. Welcome to Season 2 of Rediscovering Self with Amritam. Amritam is an Ayurvedic lifestyle brand and wellness community growing globally, celebrating nature, beauty and mindful living. This is your host, Shweta Dalmia, and on this season, we together take the journey of building a healthier, happier and fuller life through the power of incredibly powerful Ayurveda. Yes, it's about our health, our happiness, and that too at our own place, our very own Amritam, your Amritam. Let's get started. Welcome, Dr. Aishwarya, on Rediscovering Self with Amritam. So, you know, today we'll be discussing about something we see often people saying, and this is regardless of the age group and what they are saying. I'm suffering from hair fall. What should I do? Kuch to jadoo karo taki ye hair fall ruk jaye. Because all we want is strong, healthy and shiny hair. Welcome, Dr. Aishwarya.
Hello. So nice to meet you finally.
Okay. So now, you know, starting up with like, what is hair fall? Like, how do you define that you're having in hair fall? Because I read somewhere that, you know, falling of some strands on a daily basis is normal. So how do you define that what hair fall is?
Exactly. So what happens these days, like people come, okay, today I comb my hair, doctor, and I got like 2-3 strands of hair in my comb. And is it major? Like I'm very tense right now. So that is extremely normal. 100 strands of hair fall every day. So that is normal. When there is more than that, then you should get worried about it. Or nowadays, like in current scenarios, post-COVID, we see a hell lot of hair fall. So even that is a medical condition called stylogen effluvium. So that time also the hair fall is going to increase. But in that case, you're going to need medication. So that is the difference, right? When you're combing and you see a couple of strands, then okay, you don't need to get worried about it. It could be like due to major, like small factors, like your sleep must be deprived, you're having excess stress and tension. So that you can manage by your own. But when it is more than that, when you have gone through something, pressure, then you should like go and meet a doctor.
And also, you know, like as you mentioned that while combing, so is it normal to have hair fall while washing your hair as well?
Exactly, yeah. So what happens when we wash our hair follicles open, right? So that time when we like massage our scalp, normally the hair are going to fall and you need not to worry about it when you wash your hair. And after that, when you condition, you're supposed to detangle the hair post the hair wash. So that time again, they are going to fall. So that is also normal. So like when you wash your hair or when you condition, that hair fall is completely normal and that you need not to worry.
Okay. It actually solves a lot of my anxiety because I get a lot of hair fall while washing. But so thank you so much for clearing that. And also, you know, like now let's just discuss that why do we suffer hair fall? What are the possible reasons that hair fall occurs?
So when we take hair fall under consideration, you should know which hair type do we have. So Ayurveda has told 3 doshas, that is Vata, Pitta, Kapha namely. And these are the bodily constitutions, like these are the prakritis. So what happens is each type have been given different like explanation which type of hair you will must be having. So what is about Vata type is Vata type you must be having like dry hair. They tend to be more frizzy. Your scalp is dry and even your dandruff, which we have dandruff, that is more of a flaky dandruff. It isn't like thick dandruff. It is thin dandruff, which can fall off when you like just, you know, put hands or rub in your hair. Like if that is the case, then you should say, okay, my hair type is Vata type. when we see and do pitta type, the pitta type hair are pitta type hair are like let's say like a tingy yellowish or brownish color. That is the case, and the hair are thin. And that time the hair dandruff which we see, that is greasy and it is itchy. For pitta type, it's itchy and greasy dandruff. And for thick, kapha type, like if you have kapha type and then you are like God's child, I would say kapha type hair, like thick, luscious hair with jet black color. But only problem with kapha type hair, like their scalp is oily and they get thick dandruff. So when you have kapha type, okay, you are God gifted. But then one thing is that you'll be having that thick dandruff. For that only you need to take care of. So these are the hair types according to Ayurveda. So when we see like when there is a pitta dosh is vitiated, like when it is at its peak, when it's increased, and when it comes along with the vata dosh, that time the hair follicles which are there, that gets weak and that leads to hair fall. So when we take hair fall under consideration, pitta dosh is under focus. So we should look after what is causing pitta dosh to get vitiated, right? So that is the main focus. So apart from that, there are other conditions as well, hormonal imbalance. Nowadays, PCOS is at a very, very large scale in India. So PCOS, and it could be thyroid. Thyroid also leads to hair fall again. Hypothyroidism is a main cause, which shows hair fall. It shows acne as well. And apart from that, post-delivery, you see hair fall. Post-delivery also, there are cases where we see hair fall. And how I told you earlier, many cases nowadays due to COVID, that is any fever conditions, like say it's COVID, dengue or typhoid, that time a body uses all the nutrition which we have stored. So the nutrition which goes to hair, it is for last thing. So because of that, these medical conditions, you will see hair fall as well. So because we are depleted from all the nourishment, so the hair fall because of that. So these are few cases. And apart from that, nutrition deficiency is also one of the reasons. So these are few of the reasons because of which we see hair fall.
And also like, you know, weather change, pollution. Yeah, would you say like all these factors also contribute to it? And especially yes, this season, like weather is changing now.
Yeah, the weather change also plays an important role, and pollution is like, we cannot like avoid it, but we have to go with it. So for that, you should take other precautions. And for according to weather change, see how we can correlate weather change with Ayurveda is in rainy season, there is peak of pitta dosh. And that time, the pitta dosh is at peak, hence you are going to see more hair fall at that time. So that time you can do panchakarmas which are going to help to decrease the pitta dosh.
And so how would you define like panchakarma? What is it? Like, can you just break down it for me?
Yeah. So the panchakarma are like five treatments which are done. They are basically Vaman, Virechan, Basti, Nasya, and Rakta Mokshan. So each dosh, how I told you, Vat, Pitta, Kapha, three doshes. So each doshes I've given one Panchakarma. Like for Vat, we do Basti. For Pitta, we do Virechan and Rakta Mokshan. For Kapha, we do Vaman. So for Pitta is increased during rainy season. It is at its peak. So that time we are going to do Virechan. So Virechan is nothing but purgation. We give medications which will help you to purgate, like the toxins excreted through excretion. So that is how Virechan it is. So according to the season, if you do Panchakarma, that will help not only to your hair, but it is going to cleanse and detoxify your whole body.
So like what kind of medications like are given? Because I know like it's Ayurveda, so like all the medications would be natural.
Yeah, exactly. So when we start for medication, what first we see like which dosh is more vitiated. So if it's pitta, then we are going to give more of cooling and calming drugs like jata, mansi and all. So but when before that, first we have to do some lifestyle changes. Like for instance, we are going to see the diet. So diet plays a very, very important role. For diet, let's say when we start right from the food intake, there are some drugs which are going to help you. If you say take even in daily basis, like we know, everyone know, like amla, the Indian gooseberry, it is very, very beneficial in hair and in skin, apart from immunity. And we have seen Chyawanprash getting a very much boom in this pandemic period, right? So the main ingredient of Chyawanprash is nothing but the Indian gooseberry. So even if you start with like a tablespoon of Chyawanprash every day, or Morawra, which we call in Maharashtra and in Marathi, it is a candy kind of stuff, made out of a complete amla. So even if you eat like each amla a day, like when there is no season, you will need to eat substitutes, right? Like Chyawanprash, let's say, or the Morawra. So that will help. Apart from that, what you are going to do, you're going to increase the nuts in your diets. Nuts will increase the nutrition factors, the vitamins in your body. So you can increase almonds, walnuts, and the lentils. The lentils are very useful. Like let's say moong sprouts. These are the proteins. And hair are nothing but the keratin. Keratin is nothing but the protein. So lentils will also be beneficial for you. And then, apart from that, oiling should be also be done. So first, we'll look more in detail into the diet. So diet, these are the things. And then there are medications. Medications which we see is what Ayurveda has told, the Kesha drugs. Kesha drugs are the drugs which are going to be beneficial for your hair. So the couple of drugs are like Amla, Bringaraj. Everyone knows Bringaraj, right? Brahmi, Jatta Mansi Tel, coconut. So these are the Kesha drugs. So you can either use oil of these drugs, or you can make hair packs out of these drugs. Then then we have to look into the calcium plays a very important role for the hair growth. So there is a connection between the calcium and the hair growth. It is that there are like Sapta Dhatus mentioned in Ayurveda. Like namely Ras, Rakta, Mans, Med, Asti, Majja, Shukra, if you must be knowing. So what Ayurveda has told is the Majja Dhatu, that is the bone marrow. Its byproduct is the hair, are the hair and the nails. And the Asti Dhatu, its waste product are the hair and the nails. So this is the connection between it. So for that, you have to increase your calcium level. You have to check your calcium level and increase the calcium. If you are a non-vegetarian, then you can drink the chicken broth, or let's say meat soup broths and all that will help. Or if that is not the case, then there are tablets which can increase the calcium.
So like this was diet, and what are like some other possible ways that we could like, you know, that can help us to reduce hair fall actually?
So for that, we will see the oils. You should be using hair oils according to your hair type. We know the hair types, right? So the which dosh is prominent in your hair, that oil should be used. Like for what dosh, there is more of dryness. So you should use coconut oil or almond oil. That will nourish it and make the scalp nourished with oil, and it will decrease the rukshata, means the dryness which is there on the scalp. For Pitta dosh, the scalp is, let's say, it's itchy and it's sweaty. That time you should use detoxifying and cleansing products. Like you should use amla oil or Brahmi oil. These are like cooling oils. So that will help. And for kapha type, that time, kapha are like God-gifted hair type. But that time, there is more of a dandruff. So that time, you should use antifungal oil, like neem oil. Yeah. So these oils will help. For diet, as I told, like for vata type, should get more of nuts. For pitta type, should avoid sour and spicy food. Yeah. So this is also very important, that pitta dosh is increased by more of sour and spicy food, which we should avoid. If you are having hair fall, and these are really important small things, like on daily basis are 5 o'clock high tea snacks are chips or makhanas. So these are all the preservatives. All these preservatives are sour and spicy. So that should be reduced as well. Apart from that, there are a few procedures which we can do, like in our home. There is a procedure called as Nasya. So Nasya is nothing but putting oil drops in our nose. So there is a statement in Ayurveda which says like Nasahi Shirso Dwaram. That is, nose is a passage to our head. So for that, Nasya is beneficial for all our upper tract disorders, like let's say sinusitis, headache, migraine, or hair fall. So that time, Nasya is helpful. So there are medicated oils, like let's say Anutel Nasya or Jatamansi Tel Nasya. So what we have to do is just put two nasal drops in each nasal nostrils. And that will be helpful for these procedures. Now you should do it long term. That it is not going to show you results in a month or so. Like you should be very generous with the treatment which you take, and you should be very like religious to follow it. So this is few of them.
Also, you know, like when you were talking about oils, so this is something which I have heard and also experienced sometimes, that you know, like when we oil, sometimes the hair fall increases. So is it because that we are not using hair oil according to our hair type, or like what are your thoughts on it?
See, what happens is what I told you earlier, during when we do hair wash, that time our hair follicles are open and we rub it. So the, now I would like to tell you some other thing is there are like three stages of hair growth, which will help my answer afterwards. That is the anagen, catagen, and telogen. So the anagen hair is the hair, when the hair grows, it is in the hair follicle and it remains in that stage for 2 to 3 years. And the catagen hair, it comes out of the hair follicle and it remains in that stage for 2 to 3 months. And the telogen hair is the dead hair, which is going to fall off. So when we put like heavy stress on our hair, like let's say harsh combing or rubbing, or if we are massaging very like strongly, that time those are the hair which comes out. So those hair are going to come, those are dead hair, so we need not to worry about it. And moreover, whenever there is all, yeah, this leads to one more point, is how to massage your hair, right? So this will help. What you have to do is like you should start massaging at the crown. The crown is there is a crown chakra. So from here, you should start your massaging your hair. So what to like, if I happen to show you, like if you put 4 fingers on the forehead and 4 fingers on your head, then this last point which will lead, that is the crown. Okay. So that is the crown. So you should put oil first over here and gently massage the scalp. So when after that, you can go back towards back zone and then to the remaining area. So that is also helpful. And then you can like put hairs in different partitions and massage it. And while massaging, make sure like you have made the oil warm so that it will be better to penetrate in your hair. And how you're supposed to warm the oil is that you should do the double boiling method, like how we do for cakes, how we melt the chocolate, right? We put a bowl, we put water in it, and in that we put other bowl which has the oil. Direct heat shouldn't be given. So, and the hair oil should be warm, it shouldn't be hot.
Okay. And you know, since like you mentioned like some of the ways, for example, like sometimes harsh combing, like these also lead to hair fall. So what are some of the, you know, common practices which we are doing wrong on a daily basis, which can also contribute towards hair fall?
See, one of the most common is wet combing. Wet combing is a big no-no. Because yeah, wet combing is a big no-no. That time the after a hair wash, our follicles are open. That time the strands are going to come. So you should like make your scalp dry, and then not comb it. You should naturally like let and it dry. Again, then yeah. Then second one of the most common is blow drying, which we do. Blow drying, yeah, like I can't say like people are going to avoid, like not do it, but like they can avoid it, they can reduce the frequency, right? Instead of that, you can just like pat your hair. You should pat your hair, not like rub it or like scrub it. You should pat and dry your hair. Then I would say that when we sleep, we leave our hair open and sleep. You can try a loose pony or let's say loose braid, and then that will also be beneficial. And these are few of the common practices.
Like, tell me this, that you know, like when we wash our hair, so especially in winter times, like, you know, we generally use warm water. So like, is using warm water the right practice to wash your hair?
Yeah, warm water is fine. It shouldn't be, it should be lukewarm, like it shouldn't be too hot or it shouldn't be too cold, but warm is good. at any season, even in the summers.
And also about, like, you know, the kind of shampoos, conditioners, like, because these days we're applying like a lot of products into our hair. So what effect does these products have on hair fall, and what kind of products should we be using?
See, I'll tell you the function of both the things. Shampoo is going to be for your scalp. It is going to remove the dirt from your scalp. It is going to nourish your scalp. And conditioners are for the hair strands. So it is going to be for your hair strands. It is going to make your hair strands smooth and shiny. So when shampooing comes, that time we should see how much of the chemical it has, right? After all, the chemical is going to degrade your hair. So while shampooing, we should look into the ingredients, what we are looking at. When if we, I can tell you a normal shampoo, which is homemade, which you can try at home. And it is very easy. There are Ayurvedic ingredients called as shikakai and rita. Rita is nothing but the soap nut and shikakai. Yeah. So soap nut, shikakai and amla powder. So you are going to make, put two, like, how much you need that accordingly, like 2 tablespoons of each. Make a concoction of it, like put water, boil it, and then to let it remain half. And you use that liquid to wash your scalp. So it will, amla powder is going to nourish the scalp, while these other two are going to remove the dirt from the scalp. And conditioner is going to help for the to make it look prettier and to make it look shinier. So for conditioner, if you're not, if you don't want to use the, like, the conditioners which are in the market, a simple thing that is poster wash, if you just rub oil to your strands, that is what our grandmother used to do, right? Which we used to not like back then. So that is nothing but conditioning the hair. So you don't have to make it like super oily. You have to just rub the scalp how we apply serums. So these are the conditioners. That is nothing but the conditioner. That is how it's going to help.
You know, generally we like don't prefer using oil as conditioner because we think that it's going to make our hair stickier and, you know.
Yeah. So that's what I said. Like, you don't have to rub oil, like make it like a, like too sticky oil. You have to just take like a couple of drops of oil, let's say like half a tablespoon of oil, and apply it to your hair strands, to your lower strand mostly, because these are the most of the damaged hair. These are the most ending are most damaged.
And you know, I have read this that yoga also helps us to reduce hair fall, and yoga is an integral element like of Ayurveda as well, I would say. So how does yoga help us reduce hair fall, and what, like, what say asanas or what practices in yoga can we, you know, do on a daily basis which can help us reduce hair fall?
Yeah, so the basic is anulom vilom pranayam, that is breathing from each nostril, let's say right and left alternately. That is going to help. And when it comes to pranayam, you should consider more of breathing from the left nostril, because the left nostril is the cooling nostril. So it is the cooling nostrils, and pitta dosh is vitiated in hair fall, so more that should be done. And there are few asanas for vata type. That time you should do asanas which are going to boost the circulation, right? So that time you can do asanas like, right, say shirshasana, that is headstand or handstand, that is going to promote the circulation. But when it comes to pitta type hair, that time there is already more heat in the scalp, right? So that time shirshasana is not going to work. So that time you should do like bending asanas. You can do Paschimottasana, or there is a full Chandra Namaskar. How we know
could
Surya
be
forward
Namaskar. Bending, forward bending or back bending, like.
Yeah, forward or side bending as okay. Well.
Okay.
So Chandra Namaskar have a couple of asanas which are side bending mostly.
Yes.
So that will help for Pitta Dosh hair fall. So these asanas will help.
What is interesting is that, you know, often when we are looking towards, you know, hair fall, so we just go and search, okay, I'm having hair fall, what should I do? But I think what you mentioned is the right way. Firstly, identifying your hair type, and uske according we go and find out solutions, be it oils, be it, you know, what kind of, say, asanas we are doing, because I feel this is the element which is not spoken about much.
Yeah. So I just forgot to mention earlier that when I told you about diet, I told you what should be taken. I forgot to tell
what should not be
taken. Yeah. So one of the most common thing is combining dairy with fruit. that is a big no-no, and that is nothing but very common these days, smoothies. Smoothies is a big no-no according to Ayurveda, because what it is, like, milk is sweet and our fruits are sour and salty. So sweet and sour and salty should never be combined with each other. So in that case, okay, now people are not going to stop eating smoothies, right? They will, like, come and say, how can you say that to us, that stop eating smoothies?
That's true. And, you know, especially, like, summers and mango shakes and everything is, like, is super common now.
Yeah. So that time, what you can do is you should combine sweet fruits itself. Don't combine citrus fruits. Like, don't combine strawberries or, like, unripe bananas. You can use a sweet ripe banana. You can use a ripe mango. And you can combine it with a cow milk, or you can combine with almond milk. So this is how it can work. And the other thing which shouldn't be combined is dairy products with meat and fishes. So that is also a big no-no. So if you can, these are like small things. Even if we go out for like hotling and all, most of the product, like the vegetables or the North Indian dishes, or even the meat dishes, are they have like milk as the base, right? And then they put the sour salts and chilies. These are like wrong combinations. These shouldn't be done.
No, that's quite interesting, because a lot of times we do not, you know, even consider these factors. We just consider, you know, like the common things, like changing shampoos, changing conditioners. And one of the most common thing I've observed is, because like when I switched to, you know, say natural shampoos and everything, initially, like, you know, they didn't show results.
Exactly. Yeah. So you should be quite patient with the results, and you should be patient when you want a good proper treatment for hair fall. You should like give it 6 months.
Yes.
You have to generously give 6 months, then you're going to see wonders.
No, that's actually right. And also, like, give me some of the, you know, the basic remedies that, you know, for example, the kind of hair masks or any night routines that we can, you know, do to, say, avoid hair fall, or like we can pursue to have strong and healthy hair.
To name a few, like when for these are some home things which you can do, like starting with, you should start having turmeric with ghee. Turmeric is anti-inflammatory. It is going to decrease the heat over there in the scalp. So turmeric and ghee are going to do wonders. Or you can take half teaspoon of turmeric with 1 teaspoon of ghee. Make sure the ghee is warm, and you should like drink it. And it should be in liquid form when you have that. And post that, you have a glass of water, like a sip of water. Gulp. That will help. Apart from that, soaking nuts, raisins, almonds, walnuts, soaking it overnight and eating them the next day. These are going to increase the nutritional values, so that will help in that way. So and in diet, other thing is I've told earlier, right, increasing amla intake, be it chavanprash or in natural form, or amla candies, whichever you prefer. So these will be helpful. And use the oil according to hair type, which I told earlier. And you should use churnas of Bringaraj, Brahmi, and Trifala. These are three different Ayurvedic herbs, which are kesha in nature, which are going to cleansify as well as help in the hair growth. So put these churnas in those oil, and you can apply directly. Or the other thing is, which if you have like hibiscus plant at your home, use the hibiscus flowers in any of the hair oils I mentioned earlier. Put those hibiscus oils in the oil and keep it in sun for a couple of days. So let all the nourishment out of those flowers go and drain into that oil, and you can use those oil. Apart from that, you can put the hair mask of egg yolk and milk. It is going to give you smooth hair. So these are few of the hair masks. You can even do hibiscus paste with flowers and leaves and apply it to your scalp. So hibiscus is very much beneficial if you are having hair fall, as well as if you are suffering from gray hairs and all.
Okay. And this is like, is it regardless of your hair type? Like, can we use hibiscus?
Yeah, it is regardless, but that time only the oil which you use the oil according to your hair type. Which Kesar herbs, which I mentioned earlier, these are beneficial regardless your hair type. So only oil which you should use accordingly.
Okay. So you know, like as you were mentioning about oils and the way to massage your scalp, so give me, you know, some of the oils that are really good and the properties they have which can be beneficial for us.
See, like I told you, Kesha drugs, right? One of the few of those are like Brahmi, Amla, Bringaraj, etc. So like the Brahmi oil is the nourishing oil. If you have hair fall, the first thing you should grab from the market is the Brahmi oil or the Bringaraj oil. Yeah. So in the Bringaraj oil, which we Bringaraj, and also there is Nilibringadi oil, which has other Ayurvedic herbs as well. So these are the nourishing oils, and the Amla oil is going to be cleansing oil. So that will be useful as well. And the Kumari, which is aloe vera. What Ayurveda states is, as the name suggests, Kumari means a girl, right? Kumari, Sanskrit meaning of Kumari is a girl. So Kumari is said to be like best friend of a girl. If you are suffering from any problem related to like menstruation or even hair fall, let's say, Kumari is going to be very useful for it. So Kumari oil is, aloe vera gels, we can say, which we get in the market, or even fresh aloe vera gel scooped from its leaf, and you just apply it to your scalp. That is also going to be very helpful.
So what are the practices that you follow to, I can see that you have got like strong, healthy hair. So like, what is your regimen? Like, how do you do it?
See, what I do is when I apply oil that time, what I do is I put methi seeds, triphala powder and Brahmi powder in the oil. I like do a decoction out of it, and then I warm it and apply. Like that is my go-to hair oil.
And what like hair oil do you use?
I use Brahmi oil. Yeah, one more thing is methi seeds are also very useful. So even if you're having premature graying, or let's say hair fall, mostly for premature graying, all you have to do the methi seeds, you should like soak it overnight and eat it the next day. They will be like a bit swollen the next day, like our chia seeds. But the only thing is they are very, you know, like astringent in taste, so and bitter. But those, like, it tastes bad, but it does wonders.
Yeah, like we generally like drink, you know, methi water, but like I've heard it for the first time that like we can have methi seeds as well for premature graying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, like if someone has got, say, premature graying, so how do we like address a situation? Like, can it be healed through Ayurveda?
Yes, premature graying, what is important is like Pitta dosha is the most vitiated one for that. So you should more look into calming the Pitta dosha. So Pitta shamak, which we say, Pitta decreasing drugs are going to be helpful for that. At that time, we do like, we give various oils. We do Nasya treatment for it. Like as I told you earlier, like Nasya treatment, Jatamansi, which is one of the cooling drug. Jatamansi Nasya will be very much helpful. Apart from that, various oils and internal medications will be helpful for it.
Okay. And also, like, you know, your message for someone who is going through hair fall and it's extremely anxious that why is it happening to me?
See, what I would say that hair fall, when it is beyond its limits, like when it's more than 100 strands a day, or when you have gone through a lot of trauma mentally, when you have had a medical condition recently, or you're having a lot of stress in your life, then you should go to a doctor and you should take proper medications for it. And that time when you are taking treatment, you should be patient enough. You should be following the diet given for it, and you should be following the rituals told to you by the doctor. So hair fall treatment takes a minimum of like 5 to 6 months to show results. So you should be calm and patient with the doctor and not be jumping and changing doctors every month and see, oh, why I'm not getting any results. So main key message for hair fall is you can try the remedies which I told earlier. Even if you're having like a small, like little amount of hair fall, but when it is like out of control, that time you need to go to a doctor and be like patient enough to take the treatment.
Thank you, Dr. Aishwarya, and thank you for doing what you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.